Actually, just lazy. It's been all the discuss. My wife asked me, you know, when am I moving on to the next topic? And I just don't know how to get, I don't know how to pull myself away. I push it, I have in mind to go to talk about, Mitzvah, we'll talk about the Rebbe Lamala from Lezhenstein, the Rebbe Mela. But I don't know, I can't pull away yet. I'm not ready. I know it's a long time, but I hope it's alright with you. It goes into the kishkis. It's important. It's very, very basic. It's also not Melech Melech. And then Mishram, when we get to that, we won't be able to go away from that either. But is it Shemagid also? I said, is it Shemagid? That's what I said. Yeah. Something came to my head. No. I'll see. It'll be by the day. Huh? So the basis also. So we have to Mishram live for many years and learn together. Yeah. I'm putting off Rabbi Nachman Breslov, and that's going to be a 5-year project. And the Palatani is a 5-year project. Okay. So, but I just don't want to go away from Kedushas Leiv. Because we need Tzadik Deshmaya, we need his Chaskas. And I just feel that once we're started with it, I just have a cheshek to go through many, many inyanim in Kedushas Leiv. Should be a shmir of each and every one of us before Klai Yisrael. So the parasha moves from the most basic halachas that regulate the lives between Jews. Mishpatim. Halachas of Messiah, Barabbasah, Barakama, the real stuff. Then also the parasha contains the union of the Yom Tovim and Matan Torah, Maamar Har Sinai. So, there was perhaps the most extraordinary vision that's described in Chumash that took place. It says in Pasuk, now the Sefer doesn't give the entire, and the Sefer doesn't have the entire Pasuk, so I wrote it there on the bottom. I don't know if you could read my, well, those who have a photo study, you could read my handwriting. But the entire Pasuk reads, Vayal Moshe, I'm reading from it's just my handwriting at the bottom. If not, you have the Sefer, it's where it says, Vayuris Elokei Yisrael, Vesachas Raglev Kamaisi, Livnas Asafir, that you have a different Sefer. Now, the Torah is Livnas Asafir. It's the second one. It means, there are different Svarim, it's hard to know which one you have. But it's Livnas, it's the Torah on Kamaisi, Livnas Asafir, because there are two Torahs. Kufpe, you have a different. Yeah, Kufpe Zai. Kufpe Zai. Right. The second Torah from Livnas Asafir, which begins with the Tiesh, Akal Kiesh Ahavas Abari. Akal Kiesh Ahavas Abari. I don't know how we're going to do this in 50 minutes, 55 minutes, so we'll try. So the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe V'Aaron Nodav Aviv V'Shiv Mezikne Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron went up, and Nadav and Avihu and the 70 elders, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael. So it says in Pasuk, obviously it doesn't mean anything physical, but they saw Hashem. They saw Elokei Yisrael, and what they saw was, Visachas Raglov Kemaisei Livnas Hasapir, under his feet, under Hashem's feet, was the likeness of sapphire brickwork. I gave a shiur around 8 years ago, a shiur on that Indian of what's the meaning of the sapphire brickwork. That's not for now, really. But under Hashem's feet, whatever that means, there was this likeness of sapphire brickwork. Uche'etzem ha-shamayim latoya. And it was like the essence of shamayim, of heaven, in purity. And against the great men of Yisrael, those who went up, but were not allowed all the way up the mountain, right? Those who went part way. Against the great men of Bnei Yisrael, lo yisholach yado, Hashem did not stretch out his hand, vayechdu es ha'elokim, is they gazed at Hashem, vayoychu vayishtu, Yet they ate and they drank. Okay, so the whole pasuk is a fella, it's just a wonder. What does it mean? What is this? No, for the pshat, of course, you have to look in the mefarshim. The gulf is a very hard Indian. The Rebbe, this is like he says here, there's a lot of chizik in a very big yisoid. There's some of it's Kabbalah, and we're going to have to be a little bit careful how we navigate through this Torah. And there's a part here that really we can't talk about right now. And still, we'll try to figure it out. Haklal. The rule, the principle that's being revealed here is Ki Eish Ahavas HaBori Baruch Hu. It's possible for a human being to love God. Now we know that that's a mitzvah from the Torah. We say it every day, V'Ahavas Hashem Elokecha. We just thought, we don't really know what that means. But it's possible for a human being to love God. What about this Eich Yochel Adam Loimesh Ki Eish Ahavas HaBori Baruch Hu? So the Kedusha Levi asks, truthfully, how is it possible for a finite, miserable human being to actually say that he loves God? Halei HaBori Baruch Hu Ram Al Kol Ramim. Hashem is beyond our understanding. It's like a child, if a child would say, I love nuclear physics. What does it mean? You heard of it? You love? What does that mean for Chlal? Maybe even for an adult to say he loves nuclear physics. But but what does it mean? You don't have a shaychus. You don't know what it is. You have a shaychus. You can't love something. You don't have a shaychus. You don't know. L'zeh yesh midah shlishis. Therefore, there's a midah that's called the third midah. You see, around parentheses there, teferis. That quality is called teferis, splendor, glory. And what is that? You know that the word Teferis, which is the third midah of the lower midah's chesed, word Teferis, has in it the word Pe'er. It comes from the word Pe'er. What is Pe'er? Pe'ero alai, Pe'eri alav means pride. Pride. It means to take pride in. So the Rebbe says, Shiyamin ha'odem v'munah shleimah. A Jew must believe v'munah shleimah. Sha'boire baruch hu avinu v'anachnu banav. That he's our father, and we're his children. Ba'amis, truthfully. Uba'amis, ha'av, apapishun, lavain, vachacham, gidol, gaya. And the father, even if the father is exceedingly wise, even though he's brilliant, apapichen, yeshle, shashuim, mibnai. Nevertheless, despite the brilliance of the father, he has delight and pleasure from his child, even from a little child. And you can find the smartest, the biggest genius in the world, you know, making funny faces and pulling the little baby or the little boy or the little girl and playing, and has tremendous joy and pride. Even though the child's seichel is so much smaller than the father's seichel. The nimsa, yidei midah shlishis. Through this midah, through the pride and the delight and the joy that a Jew believes that Hashem has in him, despite our stupidity, despite our smallness, despite all the narishkeit, that the Baruch Hu delights to believe that he delights in us, each and every one of us, even though it's such small seichel. You could even add, but you know how it is with the little kids. We usually do very well with the little ones, right? Kleine Kinder, Kleine Tsaros, and Greise Kinder, Greise Tsaros. And it's true. With the little ones, you can have a lot of fun. It's when they start talking back, and when they get a little bit more seichel, that you have a hard time. When they have no seichel, it's gewaldig. Because then you're the big ball seichel, of course. But when they start having seichel, then it can become a struggle. So the fact that a Jew doesn't have seichel, and that he can't be compared, he can't understand Hashem. But if he is able to connect to this midah, which is called Teferis, which the Rebbe says is the belief that Hashem delights in each and every one of us, like a father who's a genius with delight even in the dumbest little kid, then yochel adam lehav yisabari yisbarach. That could awaken within you a love for Hashem. The same way that the child feels that love. when he sees the love of the father, he believes in the father's devotion, the mother's attachment, and so on. That's the easy part. He's really going through all the spheres here, but I'm not going to go into the Kabbalah part, but everything he's saying here is all Kabbalah, the different meters. We can understand it for just more on a simple level. V'hinei, so that's Teferis, and that's how a person can love Hashem, when you think about it. V'hinei Shloisha Midas Hein. Let me know that there are three meters of the seven lower meters are what? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, which we all know. That's Chesed, Gevurah, and Teferis, right? Loving kindness, strength, restraint, and so on. And then Teferis, which is what we just spoke about. So Avraham means what? Ahavas Abari. Avraham means one's ability to love God. That's called Avraham. The ability to love Hashem is called Avraham. Yitzchak, this Yiras Abari, the ability to be in awe, to fear Hashem. That's Yitzchak. And the Yaakov is Teferis. This meter that we spoke about a moment ago, to sense Hashem's delight and pride in each and every one of us. That's Yaakov, that's Teferis. Ubehemis, Alidei Midas Yaakov, Nishlam Midas Avraham. Now we all see the connection between the meter of Yaakov and the meter of Avraham. I mean, Avraham means love of Hashem, but it's only through Yaakov that one can truly feel the love for Hashem, right? It's only through Yaakov, which is Teferis, which is, as we learn, sensing that pride and believing Hashem's pride, that one can be awakened to that feeling of love for Hashem. This is Zehu, and that's why it says in the pasuk, Ko amar Hashem li Yaakov, asher poda es Avraham. It's an amazing pasuk. We've spoken about it other times, that Hashem said to Yaakov, and Yaakov is the one who is redeeming Avraham, which means, if not for the need of Teferis, which is Yaakov, we would be incapable of experiencing Avraham, which means the love of Hashem. It's because of Yaakov, which means my belief that Hashem loves me, that Hashem delights in me, that Hashem is proud of me, that the need of Avraham can be redeemed, which means that it's possible then to love God in return. And according to the Zohar, of course, these three midas of Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov correspond to the right arm, the left, and the body, the torso. The right, of course, is Avraham Avinu, the left is Yitzchak Avinu, and the body is Teferis, the torso, Teferis, is Yaakov Avinu. V'hinei yesh oid midas emuna. Now there is another midah that's called emuna, faith. U'be'emuna yesh shnei b'chinas. And in emuna there are two levels. He's talking here about netzach and hay. That's as Kabbalistic as we need to get. But just to know that he's talking about Netzach and Hay, and the Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Netzach and Hay. So what are these midas of Emunah, these two qualities of faith? Emunah Satar Shebechsav, and Emunah Satar Shebaal Peh. Emunah which corresponds to the written Torah, and Emunah which corresponds to the oral Torah. Dahainu. The ability of a Jew to believe that Hashem does whatever he wants and controls all worlds according to his will. That is the written Torah, which is the revelation, the direct revelation of God's will, is the written Torah. But then there's another belief. There's a belief that Hashem responds to the will, to the davening, and to the will of the Jewish people in general, and to the tzaddikim in particular. Again, Torah Shebechsav means that Hashem's will controls all worlds. That's called the written Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there's Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral Torah, which comes from the Jewish people, which is the Torah of the Chachamim, seeking Hashem. That means that the Jewish people have the ability to kivyachal affect Hashem's will. Only because Hashem wants us to do that. It can't be against what Hashem wants. That's not possible. But that's what Hashem wants. That's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Zeh Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the oral Torah that is initiated by man. V'amun Rishon Amid is Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Shebaal Chassav is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu means that the Divine Shalom, one of the show, that's the written Torah. V'amun of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the belief in Torah Shebaal Peh. Kumi this Aaron, that's the Midah of Aaron, that's called Hoid. Aaron who so desperately loved Jews, right? So when Aaron died, Klai Yisrael fell apart. Moshe Rabbeinu, they were mourning, but they couldn't bear the loss of Aaron. Because we understand that Aaron is called, as we spoke about many times in Shul, that Aaron is the bridesmaid. Aaron is the one that was with us, with the Kalah. He stayed with us. He was with us all the time and all the years, and Aaron is the one that showed us tremendous love. Moshe Rabbeinu was the best man. He was Mitzad HaChosm from Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu means absolute truth. Aronikai means relative truth. It means man's ability, man's struggle for truth. And that's the oral term. But that means that Hashem Yisbarach is prepared to acknowledge the Torah Shebaal Peh as true. And when Hashem does that, then the oral Torah is itself transformed into absolute truth. And that's how we live. That's the Midah of Aaron. In other words, once when Klai Yisrael expresses its longing to serve Hashem in the form of Torah Shebaal Peh, and then we have a decision that's made by the majority of the sages, then Hashem takes out his stamp, and he puts a stamp on it, and becomes Torah Shebaal Peh. It becomes Torah Shebaal Peh. Mamish, right? It becomes a Torah truth. That's called Midas Aaron. Nimsa, Midas Yaakov, Lamidas Aaron Shavar. Now remember, we spoke a moment ago about the Midas Yaakov, which means believing in Hashem's pride in man, in us, and his joy in our lives, right? So, therefore, there is a connection between the Midah of Yaakov and the Midah of Aaron, which focuses on Yisrael, and the ability of a human being to love God and to reach Hashem. Rak achilukim, shemidas Yaakov hu, shabari baruch hu yesh l'shashuim me'am Yisrael l'sparhem. The difference is only this, that the Midah of Yaakov, which is Teferis, means that the Creator has great delight and pride in the Jewish people. That doesn't yet mean that the father does what the kid wants. It just means that the father delights in the kid. Doesn't mean that he does what the kid wants. Because you have something like this, where the father loves the child very much and is proud of the child. It doesn't mean that he's going to do what the kid wants necessarily. The Midah of Aaron is a development of the Midah of Yaakov. Hoid is the development of the Midah of Tiferes. And what's that? Of a Midah Aaron who shaboyre baruch hu memali yamani gelome kirtzen Yisrael. Not just that he takes pride in us, not just that he adores each and every Jew, but that Hashem is prepared to go according to the will of the child, to fill the request, to fulfill the request of the child. The Nimsa Yaakov Shavah Lelevi. Therefore, there is this connection between Yaakov and Levi, his son. Shemimenu bo hakuhuna v'halaviyah. From Yaakov, of course, would come Levi, and from Levi would come Aaron and Moshe. Right? From Levi would be the Levim and Kahanim. So from the child Levi would come Aaron and Moshe. From Teferis, from Yaakov, will come forth Netzach and Hoid. Through Levi, right? It's Kohanim and Levim. Moshe is the Levi, and Aaron is the Kohen. Ki Yaakov holid Hashvatim. Yaakov, of course, gave birth to all the tribes. She kori Yisrael bonim lahabayre, so that all Jews are Hashem's children. Baruch Hu. The Levi, but Levi, that one child Levi, which means attachment. Hapam yelave ishi elai. Levi means, the word Levi means attachment. The Levi holid Hakohuna Levi. And Levi brought into the world Kohun and Leviah, Aaron and Moshe. Ulekach, therefore, Hakohen Meshamesh Ba'arba Begodim, therefore the Kohen wears this four special garments, Neged Arba Esi Yishel Havai, which corresponds to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei Baruch Hu Kivyachol, Shashemis Baruch Nimse, V'tachtoinu V'Yisrael L'malos She'ilosan, that means that the Jewish people have the ability through the four garments that are worn by Aaron HaKohen, what? To enclose Yisrael in this world, to enclose us with the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, which means that Hashem is prepared to descend from the higher world and to what? And to be enclosed in this world according to the will of Yisrael. According to the will of Yisrael. That the four garments are the four letters of Hashem's name that are one Aaron, who draws Hashem's presence into our lives according to the will of Yisrael. And these two bechinas correspond to the two legs. Moshe and Aaron correspond to the two legs. Then he talks about the need of his kashrus, of attachment, and malchus. He talks here about Yosef HaTzadik. We'll have to just go past this now. You see where the bracket, I made brackets, so after the bracket. When Mashiach comes, we'll be able to go over that. Ukvar bi'arnu, Shemayish Rabbeinu neged Torah shebichsav, we learn the Mayish Rabbeinu corresponds to the written Torah. The Aaron, I mean, that corresponds, means God's absolute will. The Aaron is what? Neged Torah shvaka. Aaron is the oral Torah, which means the will of Yisrael, the child who Hashem adores and is prepared to kivyachol change his will, to give in to the will and the desire of his children. And these midas bring a person to feel also great awe and great fear of Hashem. And in Yira, there are two levels. One level of fear is that it nullifies a person completely in the presence of Hashem. Mamish, k'may ha'av, sh'mechavik is ha'bein. V'ha'bein hu mamish k'ha'av. You have such a thing, that the father is embracing the son, to the point that the son doesn't have any independent existence. He's just his father. V'yesh o'idir k'tana mimena. And there's a smaller level of fear of awe. She'en ha'botel b'mitzis, so the person does not lose his own sense of existence. Vihine Moshe Hayeloha Yirha Achas. Moshe Rabbeinu means that level of fear. Shayabatum Messias Mamish. Remember, the Moshe means the absolute revelation of God's will, the presence of Hashem in the most powerful way, where a person, and Moshe Rabbeinu would lose his entire Messias. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shekhinah would speak through his mouth, just like he didn't exist. Ulakach Ola El HaShamayim. Therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu means that level of absolute fear where the person loses his independent existence, Lekach, therefore, Ola El HaShamayim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to ascend to heaven. V'lechem lo achal, and he didn't eat any bread. U'mayim lo shasa, and he didn't drink anything. In other words, he became like a father on some level. He didn't need to eat or drink. He became superhuman. He wasn't playing anymore by the rules and regulations of this world. He was like the father, the hugging the son, where the son is no longer separate from the father. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim. Everybody says, "Well, what happened to him?" And he's there with Hashem. He's not eating, he's not drinking, he's not sleeping. He's just in a different world. That's Torah Shebichsav. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we can't really understand Torah Shebichsav. And we could look at Moshe Rabbeinu's face, right? We don't get that. We don't get Torah Shebichsav. When we just read Torah Shebichsav, we don't understand what it's looking at. And we could look at Moshe Rabbeinu with him. We couldn't understand him. Which is one reason why we couldn't mourn him as deeply as we mourn the loss of Aaron. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's unbelievable. And Aaron, of course, means where the person's fear does not take away his existence. If anything, it generates within him a desire to please and so on. We learned that these two levels of Moshe and Aaron correspond to the two legs of a person that come from the torso, that's Tiferes. We didn't talk about Yosef HaTzadik, which means the Bris Mila. Why is Bris Kodesh? Is Yosef HaTzadik. And the two legs are Aaron and Moshe. The Zohar Remez B'Pasik V'Yiru Es Elokei Yisrael. That's the meaning of the Pasik that we're learning in Mishpatim. And they saw Hashem. They saw the God of Israel. Visachas Raglov, and beneath his legs, climber, that means, the Chinas Raglayim Canal, this that we've been learning, this quality that's called legs, the Zel HaRemes, Kemaise Livnas, what does it mean? This sapphire-like brickwork, Livnas, of course, is the word Lovan, which means white. Kiaklau, because the rule is, Gisha Odom Yeis Lo Yiru, when a person fears God, Ashu Botel B'Mitzias, till he no longer has his own existence, he doesn't even sense his own existence, Ashu B'Govan Lovan, then he is the color white. Shein Lo Govan Klau, which means he has no color of his own. White means the absence of your own color. It means to be transparent, translucent. It means when the father's hugging the son no longer has his own existence. Moshe Rabbeinu is on that level of Livnas Asapir. Livnas, not Asapir, of Livnas. Came into Botlum in a Taiba Zeha Ilam Klal. Moshe Rabbeinu no longer cared for this world. He had no attachment to this world at all. He didn't eat, he didn't drink, he didn't sleep, he didn't. He was just white. I mean, he was just, like we said before, that Hashem spoke through him, and Hashem's light was shining through him. There was nothing in the way. There was no color of its own. That's what whiteness means. There's nothing. There was no. You know when they say somebody, he's a colorful person? That usually means he's a troublemaker. Usually. Colorful. And it's a nice way of saying it. It's not like, you know, he's a colorful person. I don't usually say that about easy people. It's a nice way of saying that it's not poshut. Because poshut means white. White means whatever the Rebbe is, that's what the kid is. Whatever the parents want, that's what the child wants. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't eat, doesn't drink, it's whatever Hashem wants, that's what he was. That's whiteness. Colorful already means leibedik. He goes in love and he goes in cloud. That's why always in Tanakh white means pure. That's what it means. V'machmas gadlus habihirus mehabaris baruch. That's when there's a tremendous clarity, when everything's very clear. Shashafeya love, when that clarity from Hashem is pouring upon the person like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimshal ha'avim ha'bein, like we learned, with the father hugging the son. V'zer ha'remez, and that's what's hinted at in the words, kemaisei livnas. It was this maisei of whiteness. By the legs, which means that the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu is called the leg, which is whiteness, which is absolute clarity, which means no longer existing separately from God. That's Torah Shebichsav, that's the written Torah, which can't be separated from Hashem. Mehechen boza ha'levenus, and from where does such whiteness come from? Shua yirak dolos, such unbelievable awe of Hashem. Vivikum etzis, which when man no longer has his own demands, his own expectations, his own needs, in this world no longer means anything to men. The Zohu has sapir, that's Livnas has sapir, sapphire. Clement, what does sapir mean? May have be hirus hagodl shishayfeha alav. Sapir means when something is shining, shining, shining. So clear, shining. And that's why it says in the pasuk, like the pureness of the heaven. Tahainu, shabari baruch hu ma'isif like kedusha v'tahara. That means that when a person does this, when a person is able to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, this world means nothing to him, and he's not separate from Hashem, he's just white, and Teresh HaMachsav, and Hashem will add pureness and holiness to that person, to make him shine even more. That's why it says when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat any bread. But the person who's not on that level, who does not have that highest level of year up here, for that person it's not as clear. And this person is still connected to the world, so he has to eat and drink. And that's what it means when it says, to the great men of Yisrael who were trying to go up the mountain also, only Moshe Rabbeinu is able to go all the way up. But to the others, Hashem did not stretch out his hand. Didn't give them that. They didn't have that clarity. Because stretching out the hands from above means that clarity. It comes from the love that Hashem has for Yisrael. Because that higher hand that reaches down from Shemaim is talking means the behirus, means that clarity. The Hamlay Shofwalayim Zab Behirus Aliyam, and they did not experience that. The others besides Moshe Rabbeinu did not experience that white, translucent, perfect clarity, where they lost their own separate will. Therefore it says, Vayechazu, even though they saw Hashem, meaning they experienced a vision and they were filled with fear. But they were able to continue eating and drinking. What does it mean eating and drinking? It doesn't mean like while they're watching this vision, they're standing there like with popcorn, you know. It means that because they were not on that level of Tarshav Achsav, of Moshe Rabbeinu, of complete pureness and clarity, where there's a loss of all human will, and it's just bottle Tasha, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't eat it, didn't think of it. There was no eating or drinking to Moshe Rabbeinu at that point. But the others, it says, they had to eat and drink. Remember that he said how the Kedushas Levi himself would fast Esi Yom Kippur, right? He fasted 2 days. He didn't eat Esi Yom Kippur. But he used to learn Masechta Sukkot, right? He used to learn the Gemara, he used to make a seam. And if when everybody was eating, Esi Yom Kippur, the Rishon used to make a seam on Masechta Sukkot. And he used to say, when he asked, you remember when he says, please give me, I'm so hungry, can you give me some, already my food? So they thought it was odd that the ditch was asking for such a thing. And they brought him some cake and some coffee, like everybody was having at Yom Kippur. And the those who came with the ditch said, no, so he means Masechta Sukkah. And they brought him the Gemara, and he said, he started the Gemara, that's delicious. And he fasted the second day, through the night, he didn't eat, till the end. The second day. That was his eating and drinking. So the great people besides Moshe Rabbeinu, they had to eat and drink. Look, come on, Moshe Shalach of Leshosi, he didn't need a drink. Nimsimi Levi Hiskol Dar Hakuna Leviya. So he gets back now. This all begins. This comes from Yaakov, but through Levi, who has Kahuna and Leviya, Moshe and Aaron, Aaron and Moshe. Look how Yaakov shabam mina dor Yisrael, and it's a lady who binyan oilam akuna velaviyah shabot lemitzias. It's through lady, which means attachment, that there can be built in the world, that can come into the world, this mitzias, this reality of kahuna and leviyah of such a high level of etzadik who's bot lemitzias, who doesn't have his own existence. The zewa, and that's why it says at the end of the chumash, in the bracha of lady, Right? You remember it says at the end of Chumash, the bracha by Levi was that Levi is able to say to his father and to his mother, I don't know who you are. I never saw you. To say to his parents, that he doesn't know his brothers. He doesn't know his children. Because for this tzaddik, nothing exists, only God. It's a whole different world, a new world. Now, I can't explain this well. Of course, we have the other shvatim, the other tribes. You take it from Menashe, right? So we have 12 and Levi. The 12 tribes correspond to the 12 gates. In Shemaim, there are 12 gates through which we enter. Our tefillahs, our davening, there are 12 gates. The Levi who are Shloisha Asar, Levi corresponds to the 13th. Neged Shloisha Asrei Midas, which corresponds to the 13 meters. This is very much connected, by the way, to the 2 months of Adar. There are two opinions among the Kabbalim regarding which tribe is to the, how do we work it when you have a leap year? Every month is connected to a Shevet. So there are those who say that when you have 2 months of Adar, it's Ephraim and Menashe. And there are those who say that it's, that the extra month of Adar corresponds to Levi. And the 12 tribes correspond to the 12 tithes that we are familiar with from benching. The 12 good things. Taiva, Ubracha, Sosna, Vesimcha, Yeshua, Venechoma, Panosa, Vachalkola, Chaim, Vesholom. Mechilas, Chait, Uslichas. These 12 descriptions of Taif and Bracha, joy, Simch, Yeshua, salvation, Chamak, comfort, Panosa, Chalkola, financial sustenance, Chaim, Shalom, Mechilas, Chait, forgiveness, Lichas, Avon. These correspond to the 12 months of the year. The 5 meters that I explained before, Tahainu, Ahava, love, which is Avraham Avinu. Here, fear, Yitzchak, Tres, Yaakov. Shnei b'chinis midas amalikanal, which is Moshe and Aaron. Kamidishu is kashrus, attachment, bringing this all together, is Neged Yosef. That's Yosef Asad, it brings all of these together. And Nosan Yosef hamlucha l'David, and from Yosef who's Yisoid, the Malchus, the kingdom is given to David HaMelech, which is the 7th midah. And that is the vessel, the kli. The hainu ha-mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? Every mitzvah is the thing into which I pour all of my emotions. In other words, chesed, gvurah, tefillah, netzach, chayit, yisoid, is all connected to what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what chabad is, what I'm thinking. Chesed, gvurah, tefillah, netzach, chayit, yisoid, is all what I'm feeling. And I'm feeling all the things that we've been talking about. But it's not enough to feel, it has to be put into a kli. Into what? Into something l'maitzah. Into a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a kli. That's called Malchus. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech means physical reality. This world. It means mitzvahs. That's why it means Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's David HaMelech. David HaMelech means the Maisa Malchus. What kli? I know mitzvahs. Lav is kumgur v'ramban ha-kadosh kanal. Heim v'abar yizbarach v'sham hu sasum. For us, Nikra comments, I'm not going to try to explain this, but I'll read it. For some who saw some, there it is still hidden, or it's contained in Malchus. Sosum means contained. For us, Nikra comments. Then it is called comments. You know what comments is? In the vowels, right? The comments, the vowel. Comments means containment. He comets to sosum. Comets means when something is closed and contained. When something is opened and revealed, that's the patach. That's the other vowel, ah. right? Kumis Aleph O, the Kumis, Kumis and Pasach Aleph A. So the Kumas means when something is closed and hidden, and the Pasach means A, when something is opened and revealed. It's when something is Niftach. The Zohar Remez B'Mishnah, this hinted at in the Mishnah, is talking about the Besamikdash Chamisha Kumsenheim Alel Chamisha Midas. When the Mishnah talks about the five times when the flower was held tight in the hand of the Kohen, that's hinting to the five Midas of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, and Yehoid. Shem Komat Sosum Ba'aboyre, Baruchu, which is still contained and hidden. Zamar Hamisha Nakudas, Shem Komas, Vulkulam Ba'is Aleph. The five Nakudas in Aleph, which means the top line in the Komas, the top line, and then underneath the little line, and then the three dots, which mean five Nakudas, which correspond to the five Midas that are still contained and hidden. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who was totally nullified in God's presence, as we learned, he entered into the world of the comets, of that hidden world. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, entered into the Anan, which is all comets, Anan comets, which means hidden and contained. Kula Nakud comets. And we learned that the 12 tribes correspond to the 12 midas from Rachum Chan Erech Apayim, the Levi Shloshesa Keneged Kel. Levi corresponds to the name of Hashem Aleph Lamed. Kimin Kel Maschilin Hashloshesa Midas. From Aleph Lamed begin the 13 midas. There are different ways how to count the 13 midas. The question in Chazal is, does Hashem count in the 30 meters, or does that begin with Kel? So the picture is going like the Arizal, that the 30 meters begin with the word Aleph Lamed. It corresponds to Levi. He shami the same with Koyach Ba'avari, Baruch Hu, Vahem Komatz Kanal. Nimsa Kel, who are Koyla Kol meters, in the state of Komatz containment, all 12 meters are contained in Hashem Aleph Lamed. Rizo Echot. And that's the word echad. And I apologize. It's just, but we shouldn't not finish the Torah. Zo echad. And ha aleph is the word echad. The aleph is myral aleph lamed chad kel chad. The all 12 midas are included in aleph lamed. Minyan yud beis, which comes out to be 12 chad. Dalad, Chet, and Dalad equals 12. Shem Shesumim Ba'is Aleph, that are hidden and contained in the letter Aleph. Nezehu Sha'on Ma'ar M'chaydish Adar Davka. And the Rebbe ends by saying, this is the meaning of the, why is it that the leap year is Davka in the month of Adar? We have an extra month of Adar. Not a different month, but it's Davka Adar. Ki chaydish adar ha'ibuhu neged shevet Levi. The Mishnah holds like those Mukubalim who say that the extra month of Adar corresponds to shevet Levi. The Levi who neged milas aleph lamed. And Levi corresponds to aleph lamed. Shabbatul b'mitzias, which means Moshe Rabbeinu's midah of being totally nullified. Levi of being completely connected to Hashem and losing one's own separate existence. That's the meaning of comets, of containment, of being totally wrapped in Hashem. Like a comet, that's kamutz, that's contained, that's held in. Why is it that's the month, that's the extra month of the leap year? The gamloma nikra shmei adar, and why is it called adar? Ki aklal, chaydish adar utamid saif shayvadim. Whereas chaydish adar is always at the end of the period of shayvadim. At the end of that time of Shmais and Veir, the parashiyos of Shavuot, of parashiyos Mishpatim, the Mem is Mishpatim, that's this Shabbos. Then we get on through with the Tzavah in the leap year. Shaiva means the ability of a Jew to bring the sparks back from the other side. And the other side is called Esav. To lift the sparks from the deepest tumah, from the world of Esav. That's possible in a leap year. Esav onikra aderes seyar. Esav was called the one who was heavily cloaked in hair. That means that when there's concealment, adar aderes means a heavy robe. It means concealment. In the leap year, there's no other time when a person where it seems to be furthest away from the sun, furthest away from God, furthest away from light. That's what happens. The 13th is mamish, dark. It's the furthest away from the beginning. You think that there's no hope. It's not possible because there's such a thick coat that's hiding God. And that's Esav, which means a heavy, thick coat. If we know that in the Mishkan there were the twelve Yirios curtains from Ezim. Now remember that was the material that Yaakov enclosed himself in order to resemble Esav. Kizeh sha'onu ma'arbin hashana, that we have a leap year, machmas ha'achadas ayyim sheshnas, the 11 year season, not the 12. Kizesh onu ma'arbin hashana machmas ha'achadas ayyim sheshnas acham yisayir al yimais alavana. Why do we have to have a leap year? Everybody knows, you have to have a leap year because of the 11 days that the sun, over the course of those years, the 11 extra days that come out, over the solar year, over the lunar year. And that would come out to Chas HaShalom. If we keep on going, the Pesach is going to come out the wrong time. It won't come out in the spring, right? So they add up over the years. It adds up to an entire month. And therefore, it's the greatest joy to Hashem. When you bring something back from the furthest place of Tumah, and you bring it to Hashem, there's no greater joy than the father has, than the king has, when you bring someone back, a child who is totally, totally lost. When the son who was very far away comes back home, then there's the greatest delight possible for the father. Then, as Chazal say, that the place of Balachuva is greater than the place of any tzaddik, because Balachuva was far, far away. Balachuva means the 13th month. Balachuva means covered under a cloak, an unbelievable cloak of Esav, of darkness. And what's the greatest joy for the father? The greatest joy for the father is that even from that place of darkness, that child can come back, can find his way back. The Zewa Remez, and that's the hint. Kshenichnas Adar, when the month of Adar starts, meaning, Kshailan and Itzaitas Misitra Achra, Haremez Milas Adar Moshon Adar Seya, that when it comes to the month of Adar, and the Jewish people are coming back to Hashem Yisbarach from that place of Adar, which means the heavy cloak of and darkness of Esav. That brings the greatest joy to the Father. And that is hinted at. The 11 days difference that accumulates each of those years, that eventually means we have to have a leap year next for month. Harem is the hint is, the 11 curtains of Ezim canal, which means Esav, the material, the thickness, the hair of Esav, Gamkein Mara Elias Nitzaisel Likanis Bedusha, to build them and to bring them into the Mishkan. To bring them into the Mishkan means to bring from that material that symbolizes Esav, and 11, which means the leap year, to bring it into the Mishkan, which means to lift it up to a level, to the highest level of Kedusha. That's what it means in the Svarim, when it says, Ve'inenu mi'iros kashemesh v'chayareach, that this year is a leap year, and that there's a realignment of the sun and the moon. That's what the leap year is. The lunar calendar and the solar calendar are being realigned. That's that means when the darkness is brought back into light, when the moon and the sun are both shining, when they're joined together. That's the greatness of the leap year. Even though it's a year where there are difficulties and terrible, terrible tzaros, Hashem Yirachem, and distance and coldness. See, just a shot, we see that this year. But from that place will come the greatest tannin, the greatest delight and joy, when from that place of the leap year, Klai Yisrael returns to Hashem. Klai Yisrael comes back to Hashem. Therefore, even though it's hard for us to understand how all the pieces of this puzzle connect, if we would review just for a minute, we'd say that the Rebbe was telling us that the three midas of love of Hashem, man's ability to love Hashem, and fear Hashem is out of me. Yitzhak and Yaakov means through the pride, through believing in Hashem's pride in each and every one of us and the delight that he has with us, even though we don't know anything, we're idiots, Hashem still delights in each and every one of us. One is able to experience the love of Hashem. And therefore, Yaakov is able to redeem Avraham. And then we spoke, and that corresponds to the right arm, the left arm, and the torso. Then we spoke about the legs. The legs are Moshe, Torah, Shebechsav, the written Torah, which is the absolute will of Hashem. When one loses his own separate will, and that is the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the written Torah. That is the leg. The other is Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is the oral Torah where man still has his existence. But in this respect, the man has the ability to kivyokol, to cause Hashem to give in to the will of the tzaddikim of the Jewish people. So in that respect, there's an advantage to Aaron. All of this is connected to Levi. Levi means, which means attachment. Levi is the source of the Kahanim and the Levim, which is Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu. We didn't really discuss the Midah of Yosef at Tzadik, of Yisoid, which is Yosef at Tzadik and Bris. And then we spoke about that Moshe and Aaron also correspond to two levels of awe and fear of Hashem, a loss of self and still maintaining the self and fearing Hashem. And then the Rebbe explained the Pasuk, that the livnas asapi, that the legs, and they saw under God's legs, which means those midas that we spoke about, the body, the arms, the torso, the bris, the legs, and under there was what livnas asapir, the pureness of whiteness, which means that absolute fear of one who has no presence of his own, because it's the whiteness and the translucence of being completely bottled to Hashem. And Hashem pours more and more holiness and pureness on that person. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to eat or drink because this world meant nothing to him, because he was no longer of this world. But the others had to eat and drink because they still belonged to this world. They were still part of this world. Therefore, they had to eat and drink. Then the Rebbe says that Levi, which is Moshe, and Aaron, which is this ability to reach these astounding levels of love and fear of Hashem, Levi is given the bracha at the end of Chumash that he's able to not even recognize his parents or his brother and his children. He's so beyond this world that nothing of this world has its own meaning to him, only Hashem is Baruch. And then the Rebbe ended by going to the Inyan of Levi, this mysterious connection between Levi and the 13 Midos and the Aleph Lamed, which we really didn't discuss. Just for our purposes here, that there is a level that's called Kamatz, which means that which is contained and hidden. And there's a level that's called Pasach, that which is open and revealed. The higher Midos are contained and hidden. David HaMelech means when something is already revealed in this world in Malchus, that's Pasach. Moshe Rabbeinu is beyond our understanding, that's Kamatz, that's unknown in the cloud, which is all contained and hidden. And then the Rebbe ends by telling us that Levi, which is this hiddenness and this concealment, corresponds to the extra month of the leap year, which is Adar, which is thickness of an Esav, and the greatest joy that Hashem has, that the Father has, is when from the concealment, from the hiddenness, and from the distance, and from not knowing, the Jew is able to attach himself with simple faith and trust in Hashem, and in doing so, is able to bring the highest, highest Madrega of Mishanichnas Adar, when the darkness of the leap year enters, Mar ben Besimcha, and we still are Jews, we are able to increase Hashem's joy by giving them Nachas and the pride and the joy in us, that we still have faith in Him despite the concealment and the difficulties, despite the fact that we don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu and Levi, and beyond their understanding, we serve Hashem with joy, and that in turn gives Hashem the greatest Nachas and the greatest joy. We should be Zoichim as Hashem to see.